Hi, my name is Rog Glass. I am usually a novelist. I've written a couple of novels and I wrote a biography of Alistair Gray as well. And I'm here looking out on this beautiful space in Charlotte Square Gardens for the book festival. I'm here mostly with my Open Doors hat on, which means I'm here as editor of a book called The Year of Open Doors, which I've curated and put together with Cargo Publishing, which is this brand new, young, sexy, independent publisher based in Glasgow. And it's a collection of what we think are many of the best younger writers in Scotland. That includes people who've come from all over the world, a lot of people who perform their work as well, including a lot of people who have kind of come up through the live literature scene and all that sort of thing, particularly in Glasgow and Edinburgh. It should be fantastic. We've got Katka Kasabova, Divey Martin, a fantastic new young writer from Lewis, and Helen Lynch, and Sophie Cook, and Alan Wilson as well, who's one of our other new writers. And I'm going to be hanging around here as much as I possibly can over the next week or two, really. Oh, we're doing the final night, the Year of Open Doors audiobook. We've done audiobook versions of all the stories in the Year of Open Doors, and that's coming out on Chemical Underground Records, who are great, for those who don't know, a great Scottish independent music label mostly, but who are getting more into spoken word stuff. And we're launching that on the 30th, the very last night. My band is playing that night, Burnt Island, and Adrian Crowley, who's a gorgeous Irish singer-songwriter, who's on Chemical Underground, and a very special secret guest who we can't announce until the day as well. Contain your excitement if you can. What else am I going to be doing while I'm here? I've written a graphic novel called Doogie's War, which is coming out in September. And we have just seen the first copy in the bookshop. I didn't realise it even existed yet. So I'll probably spend much of my time over the next couple of days just gazing fondly at that and dreaming of things that might be ahead for it. Otherwise, I'll have my feet up, probably reading and ignoring everybody else.